Surah Ghafir, ayah number 57. لخلق السماوات والأرض أكبر من خلق الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. The creation of the heavens and the earth is greater than the creation of mankind, but most of the people do not know. وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير. And not equal are the blind and the seeing, nor are those who believe and do righteous deeds and the evildoer. Little do you remember. This is important, Allah says. You need to be very clear on this. The right and the wrong are not equal. Good and evil are not equal. Belief and unbelief are not equal. Indeed, the hour is coming, Allah warns us. No doubt about it, but most of the people do not believe. And your Lord says, أَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Call upon me, I will respond to you. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Indeed, those who disdain my worship will enter hell rendered contemptible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has equated dua to worship in this ayah. Because He commands us, call upon me, I will respond to you. Allah never says, call me through an intercessor, call me through the wasila of someone. Allah says, call me directly, I will respond to you. Because if you do not do that, then this is arrogance, this is kibr. Allah says, those who disdain my worship, meaning those who disdain calling upon Allah alone, that is true worship. Furthermore, this is reiterated in hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, from Nu'man bin Bashir. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, supplication dua is itself worship. And then he recited this particular ayah of Surah Ghafir. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ عَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. And we know that worship cannot be directed to anyone other than Allah. Dua is a blessed act. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, there is nothing more deserving of regard by Allah than dua. The Prophet ﷺ also said, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of His grace, because Allah likes being asked, and it is a great act of ibadah that one waits for ease while in hardship. That is ibadah, patience is ibadah. The Prophet ﷺ said, surely one who does not pray to Allah in his needs, Allah becomes angry with him. Rasulullah ﷺ also said, do not be weary of dua, for nobody dies of making dua. SubhanAllah. He, peace be upon him, also said, dua is a weapon of the believer, a pillar of iman, and the light of the heavens and the earth. He also said, if the gates of dua are opened for someone, actually the doors of mercy are opened for him, and no dua made before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciated more than the one in which one asks for afia, meaning general well-being from him. The only conditions of a dua being accepted is that a person should not earn from haram, the dua should not be for something haram and forbidden, the dua should not be for breaking of ties, the person making dua should be attentive and then patient. Allah answers duas in all circumstances. The Prophet ﷺ said Allah always answers duas, but they will be answered in three ways. Either He will give you what you ask for, or He will remove a calamity through it, through the dua that was not answered by Him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it to deflect a calamity that was about to befall the person. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save it on the day of judgment as good deeds. When are the best times to make dua to Allah? The last one third of the night. Late at night. Between adhan and iqamah. There's an hour on Friday, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that if a Muslim gets it while offering salah and asks something from Allah, then Allah will definitely meet his demand. When else is dua answered? Drinking zamzam water, while drinking water, while doing sajda. Because the Prophet ﷺ said the nearest a slave can be to his Lord is while he is in sajda, so invoke Allah much in it. Du'as are answered at the end of the Fard Salah. Du'as are answered in Laylatul Qadr. Du'as are answered when it is raining. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, two will not be rejected. Supplication when the adhan is being called and at the time of rain. The Prophet, peace be upon him, also said, the supplication for the parent of the parent for his child, the dua of the one who is fasting, and the dua of the traveler, they are never rejected. The dua on the day of Arafat, dua during the month of Ramadan, dua when armies meet, when Muslims gather for a purpose of remembering Allah, a gathering of the dhikr of Allah, Allah always answers those duas. During the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, when a heart reaches out to Allah and is ready to be totally, completely sincere. The dua of the one who is fasting until he breaks his fast. The dua of a just ruler. The dua of a son or daughter obedient to his or her parents when he or she makes dua for them. Dua immediately after wudu. Dua after stoning jamarat at the hajj. Dua at the crowing of a rooster. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, when you hear a rooster crowing, then ask Allah for his bounties, for it has seen an angel. And when you hear a donkey braying, then seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, for it has seen a shaitan. There are many other limitless opportunities to make dua to Allah. Allah has made it so easy for us, and he listens to us all the time. He also knows which dua we are going to ask. He knows of our needs before we come upon this need. Allahu Akbar. Remember, Allah says, what would he do with you if it was not for your dua? Allahu alladhi ja'ala lakumul layla litaskunu fihi. It is Allah who made for you the night that you may rest therein, and the day giving sight. Indeed, Allah is full of bounty to the people, but most of the people are not grateful. We need to be grateful to Allah every time we open up our eyes. In the morning, the Prophet ﷺ told us to say, Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhin nushur. All praises to Allah who has given us life after its death, and to him we will return. Allah says, that is Allah. Dhalikumullahu rabbukum khaliqu kulli shay'in la ilaha illahu. That is Allah, your Lord, creator of all things. There is no deity except him. So how are you deluded? Thus were those before you deluded who were rejecting the signs of Allah. It is Allah who made for you the earth a place of settlement, and the sky a structure, it's a ceiling, and formed you, and perfected your forms, and provided you with good things. That is Allah, your Lord. Then blessed is Allah, Lord of the worlds. Fatabarakallahu Rabbul Alameen. Allah has perfected our design. Allah has, in his artistry, designed us. He has formed us. He has shaped us. Everything that Allah creates is beautiful. Allah has adjusted the level of every single hormone to its tiniest degree in our bodies, so that even if one of them goes awry, our health starts failing. The tiny pituitary gland in our brains continues to secrete the growth hormone so that the tiny baby continues to grow, becomes an adolescent, becomes a young man or a woman. Subhanallah, who does that? Why does it continue to secrete? Who started it? Dhalikumullahu rabbukum. Huwa al-hayyu la ilaha illa. Huwa fa'buduhu mukhlisina lahu ad-din. He is the ever-living. There is no deity except him. So call upon him, being sincere to him in religion. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed I have been forbidden to worship those you call upon besides Allah, once the clear proofs have come to me from my Lord. And I have been commanded to submit to the Lord of the worlds. It is he who created you from dust, then from a sperm drop, then from a clinging clot. Then he brings you out as a child. Then he develops you that you reach your time of maturity. Then further, that you become elders. And among you is he who is taken in death before that, so that you reach a specified term, your lifespan. And perhaps you will use reason. Who does that? It is Allah. We continue to grow by ourselves. Allahu Akbar. He it is who gives life and causes death. And when He decrees a matter, He but says to it, be, and it is. فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Do you not consider those who dispute concerning the signs of Allah? How are they averted? In the last few surahs, this idea has come up again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala severely criticizes those people who argue about the book of Allah, who argue about Allah's words. Allah says, those who deny the book, meaning the Quran, and that with which we sent our messengers, they are going to know when the shackles are around their necks and the chains. They will be dragged in boiling water. Then in the flame, they will be filled with flame. Subhanallah, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Ameen. Then it will be said to them, where is that which you used to associate with Him in worship other than Allah? They will say, they have departed from us. Rather, we did not used to invoke previously anything. So first they will say, we can't find them, we don't know where they are. And suddenly, in their fluster and in their terror, they will say, no, we never used to worship anything other than Allah. They will catch their mistake. Allah says, thus does Allah put astray the disbelievers. The angels will say, that was because you used to exult upon the earth without right. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَمْرَحُونَ. And you used to behave insolently. Enter the gates of hell to abide eternally therein, and wretched is the residence of the arrogant. So be patient, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, the promise of Allah is truth. And whether we show you some of what we have promised them, or we take you in death, it is to us they will be returned. And we have already sent messengers before you. Among them are those whose stories we have related to you, and among them are those whose stories we have not related to you. And it was not for any messenger to bring a sign or verse except by permission of Allah. So when the command of Allah comes, it will be concluded in truth, and the falsifiers will thereupon lose all. It is Allah who made for you the grazing animals upon which you ride, and some of them you eat. And for you therein are other benefits that you may realize upon them a need which is in your breasts. Meaning you may use animals to carry your loads to distant places according to whatever your needs are, whatever you need inside of yourself, Allah says. If you find a need, Allah has them ready for you. Alhamdulillah. Allah says, and upon them and upon ships you are carried. In the case of any of our needs, Allah has already provided for us from this earth. Alhamdulillah. Allah says, and He shows you His signs. So which of the signs of Allah do you deny? Have they not travelled through the land and observed how was the end of those before them? They were more numerous than themselves and greater in strength and in impression on the land. They had left great athar on the land. Their influences were greater. They left greater tracts on the land. Allah says, but they were not availed by what they used to earn. And when their messengers came to them with clear proofs, they merely rejoiced in what they had of knowledge. But they were enveloped by what they used to ridicule. And when they saw our punishment, they said, we believe in Allah alone and disbelieve in that which we used to associate with Him. But never did their faith benefit them once they saw our punishment. It is the established way of Allah which has proceeded among His servants. And the disbelievers thereupon lost all. Surah Fussilat. Fussilat means the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been detailed or presented in detail. This surah is also referred to as Hamim As-Sajda. Not to be confused by Surah As-Sajda. Surah As-Sajda is the surah number 32 in a Mus'haf. And the virtue of that surah, Surah As-Sajda, surah number 32, and Surah Mulk, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not go to sleep until he had recited both of these. This is from Sahih al-Jami by Sheikh al-Albani. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ha Mim. Tanzilum minar Rahmanir Rahim. Ha Mim. This is a revelation from the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Kitabun fussilat ayatuhu, a book whose verses have been detailed, an Arabic Quran for a people who know. It is in a language which is familiar to the Quraysh, a language that is the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that they would not have any difficulty in understanding it. Allah says, why is the Quran here? Bashiran wa nadhira, as a giver of good news and a warner, but most of them turn away, so they do not hear. And they say, our hearts are within coverings, screened from that to which you invite us. And in our hearts is deafness, and between us and you is a partition, so work. Indeed, we are working. They insolently said, we cannot hear anything. Sorry, we are busy. Our hearts are covered up. We're not interested in what you have to say. We simply cannot process it. Just leave us alone. You continue to do what you're doing. We will continue to do what we are doing. Say Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am only a man like you to whom it has been revealed that your God is but one God. So take a straight course to him and seek his forgiveness. And woe to those who associate others with Allah, those who do not give zakah, and in the hereafter they are disbelievers. Indeed, those who believe and do righteous deeds, for them is a reward uninterrupted. Belief in the hereafter and the giving of zakah are interconnected. Why would a person give obligatory due zakah if they do not believe in the hereafter? This surah was revealed in Makkah. At that time, the exact amount of zakah had not been determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakah is such a crucial pillar of iman, such a crucial pillar of Islam itself, that in the khilafah of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when the Bedouins refused to pay zakah, he waged war against them. Then Allah encourages us and says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. The people who do righteous deeds while they believe, they will have an uninterrupted reward, meaning at that time, no one will have to give up anything. We will be granted uninterrupted pleasure, uninterrupted blessings, and we will not have to compromise or give up anything then. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ameen. Say, do you indeed disbelieve in He who created the earth in 2 days and attribute to Him equals? That is the Lord of the worlds. And He placed on it, meaning the earth, firmly set mountains over its surface, and He blessed it and determined therein its creatures' sustenance in 4 days without distinction for the information of those who ask. Meaning if someone wants to ask how Allah created all of this, give them this information, and this is enough for us. Allah says, then He directed Himself to the heaven while it was smoke, and said to it and to the earth, come into being willingly or by compulsion. They said, we have come willingly. And He completed them as 7 heavens within 2 days, and inspired, meaning made known in each heaven its command. Each layer of heaven has its own purpose. Allah says, and we adorned the nearest heaven with lamps, stars. For beauty, Allah says, and as protection. That is the determination of the exalted and mighty knowing. But if they turn away, then say, I have warned you of a thunderbolt like the thunderbolt that struck Ad and Thamud. That occurred when the messengers had come to them before them and after them, saying, worship not except Allah. They said, if our Lord had willed, He would have sent down the angels. So indeed we, in that with which you have been sent, are disbelievers. This was their objection. As for Ad, they were arrogant upon the earth without right, and said, who is greater than us in strength? Did they not consider that Allah who created them was greater than them in strength? But they were rejecting our signs. Everyone who oppresses others in this dunya, every single person who uses unfair means to advance themselves, does not remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not help the oppressors, does not help the unjust. Allah is greater than the greatest of arrogant and oppressive people on earth. Allah says, but they were rejecting our signs. So we sent upon them a screaming wind during days of misfortune to make them taste the punishment of disgrace in the worldly life. But the punishment of the hereafter is more disgracing, and they will not be helped. Sarsaran, Allah sent upon them Rihan Sarsaran. It had noise. It was extremely cold, so that it burned. For 7 days and 8 nights they suffered this punishment. The punishment was as great as their arrogance. May Allah secure us, Ameen, and have mercy upon us, Ameen. And as for Samud, we guided them, but they preferred blindness over guidance. So the thunderbolt of humiliating punishment seized them for what they used to earn. And we saved those who believed and used to fear Allah. This is the sunnah of Allah. This is Allah's way. Allah saves the people who fear Him in this world. He does that so people will take notice and will become humbled. And mention O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day when the enemies of Allah will be gathered to the fire, while they are driven assembled in rows, until when they reach it, their hearing and their eyes and their skins will testify against them of what they used to do. And they will say to their skins, "Why have you testified against us?" They will say, "We were made to speak by Allah, who has made everything speak, and He created you the first time, and to Him you are returned. And you were not covering," meaning protecting yourselves. "You did not cover, protect yourselves with righteousness, or by fearing Allah, lest your hearing testify against you, or your sight, or your skins," meaning you should have been scared, you should have been worried, "that my hearing, my sight, my skins will speak up. But you assumed that Allah does not know much of what you do." Subhanallah. Not only does Allah know everything that we do, but the Kiram and Katibin on our shoulders write everything down. On top of that, our bodies store the memories. Scientists have discovered cells within the body. They store memory. The skin stores memory. The heart stores memory. And everything that Allah has created has its own resonance, has its own sound. But people do not perceive it. Allah says, "And that was your assumption, which you assumed about your Lord. It has brought you to ruin, and you have become among the losers." So even if they are patient, the fire is a residence for them. And even if they ask to appease Allah, they will not be of those who are allowed to appease. And we appointed for them companions who made attractive to them what was before them and what was behind them of sin. And the word has come into effect upon them among nations which had passed on before them of jinn and men. Indeed, they all were losers. And those who disbelieve say, "Do not listen to this Quran, and speak noisily during the recitation of it, that perhaps you will overcome. In this is a lesson for us." Subhanallah. Allah says, "But we will surely cause those who disbelieve to taste a severe punishment, and we will surely recompense them for the worst of what they had been doing. That is a recompense of the enemies of Allah, the fire. For them therein is the home of eternity as recompense for what they, of our verses, were rejecting." And those who disbelieved will then say, "Our Lord, show us those who misled us of the jinn and men, so we may put them under our feet, that they will be among the lowest, so that we can hurt them right now, so that we can step on them in revenge." Indeed, those who have said, Allah says, "Our Lord is Allah, Rabbun Allahu, thumma istaqamu," and then remained on a right course. Even under the harshest of circumstances, a person stays on the right course. Istaqama. Allah says the angels will descend upon them, saying, "Do not fear and do not grieve, but receive good news of paradise which you were promised." The angels will say, "We were your allies in worldly life, and are so in the hereafter. And you will have therein whatever your souls desire, and you will have therein whatever your request or wish is, as hospitality from a Lord who is forgiving and merciful." A person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Tell me something, after which I will not need to ask anything else." He said, "Qul amantu billahi thumma istaqim." Say, "I believe in Allah, and then stay steadfast on it. The man then asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what do you fear most for me? The Prophet, peace be upon him, took hold of the edge of his tongue and said, Hada, this. Istiqama means do not budge from your position. Do not budge from your position as a slave to Allah alone. But what does it mean to say Rabbun Allah? It means to truly believe from the depths of your heart that He is being brought up by Allah. Rabb means one who creates and nurtures. A person believes he is truly being brought up by Allah and he is being watched and taken care of in all situations, at every step, that he cannot take even one breath without his mercy. When a person realizes that Allah is rich, free of needs, and I am the faqir, I am the beggar. When he realizes that Allah is qawi, Allah is strong, and I am the weak, da'if. Then a person truly has accepted Allah as his Rabb. And istiqama upon this concept is that you hold on unwaveringly to all the injunctions of Allah, carry out the good deeds and stay away from prohibitions and do not seek escape routes. Allahumma faghfir lana, ameen. Angels are our awliya at four points. The first in this dunya. Allah says they say themselves, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We were your close protecting guardian friends, guardian angels in this world. The angels who remind us to do good. With every human being there's an angel and a shaitan. The angel continues to remind us to do good. Angels protect us from before us and from behind us. Angels make consistent dua for us and Allah has informed us of the beautiful heart-rending dua they make for the believers. Allah also tells us in these ayat, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. The angels continue to descend in droves upon this person. It happens in this dunya as well. The angels surround us when we do something good, when we are in a place of gathering where the Quran is being recited, or in a place of dhikr where ilm is being learned and taught. Those are the places where angels descend. Angels are in the masajid of Allah. Angels descend in homes where the Quran is recited. When we help another person for the sake of Allah, angels descend upon us and make us feel good, wonderful and positive. They make us feel light and positive. The next point comes at the time of death. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the angels say to the soul of the believer, come out, O good soul, from the good body in which you used to dwell. Come out to rest and provision and a Lord who is not angry. When he lies in the grave, the angels come and give him good news. And when he is resurrected, they meet him at the point of his grave. When he comes out from the ground, angels are there to welcome them. At that moment, they say, we have been your friends in the life of this world and are so in the hereafter. They give them good news of Jannah, that you will have whatever your heart desires as hospitality from our Lord who is forgiving and merciful. Allah then says, and who is better in speech than one who invites to Allah and does righteousness and says, indeed I am of the Muslims. A person who is a Muslim and then invites others to the best, which is what? Which is Islam, which is the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ said, the best among you is one who learns the Quran and teaches it to others. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also said, envy is allowed in only two cases, a wealthy man who spends in Allah's cause and one who teaches people khair, knowledge. What is the best call that a Muslim can call to? In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, the muazzins, the ones who recite the adhan, will be the ones with the longest necks on the day of resurrection. But is it only the scholars and the imams who invite? Are they only the teachers of Islam who invite? What about the man who came running in Surat Yasin? What about the man who came running from the family of Pharaoh when Musa alayhi salam was being threatened? They were regular people. Just regular people like you and I. But they made a stand. They invited their people to khair. They invited their people to good. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised their status. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has ordered us, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَا. Recite from me, give to others, take from me and give to others, even if it is one ayah. The next ayah are special instructions for those who are involved in da'wah. And not equal are the good deed and the bad. Repel evil by that deed which is better, and thereupon the one whom between you and him is enmity will become as though he is a devoted friend. The instruction is to be patient with the one who is expressing anger with you, to be tolerant and forbearing with the one who is being ignorant, and to forgive the one who has made you suffer. Because a person who does dawah will find all of these obstacles in the way. So be tolerant and cover the faults of other people. Allah says this is difficult, but none is granted it except those who are patient, and none is granted it except one having a great portion of good. Ahsanul akhlaq. This is ahsanul akhlaq, the most beautiful of manners. But this is very difficult. Allah says if you want a great good portion, a good portion of reward, then this is how you need to behave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has a law, just like He has many other laws. Evil will only be repelled with good. Evil can never be repelled with evil, but evil in fact magnifies evil. Allah says, and if there comes to you from shaitan an evil suggestion, meaning you start losing your temper, you want to talk back, be impatient, then seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, He is the hearing, the knowing. We see many examples in the Prophet's behavior, peace be upon him, his excellent behavior with his enemies. The people of Taif injured him. They ran him out of town. But he, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made dua for their forgiveness. Subhanallah, that whole area came under Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave Abu Sufyan and many others who were his staunch enemies. On another occasion, some companions came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tribe of Duas have committed disbelief and disobeyed your commands. Make dua to Allah against them. Contrary to their expectations, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, O Allah, guide Duas and let them come to us. This is from Sahih Bukhari. Allah says, in the Prophet is a perfect example for you, Uswatun Hasana. And this is for whoever hopes to meet Allah and believes in the last day. Allah then says in ayah number 37, and of his signs are the night and the day and the sun and moon. Do not prostrate to the sun or to the moon, but prostrate to Allah who created them, if it should be him that you worship. But if they are arrogant, then those who are near your Lord, meaning the angels, they exalt him by night and by day, and they do not become weary. And this is the ayah of Sajda. Allah says, and of his signs is that you see the earth stilled, but when we send down upon it rain, it quivers and grows. Indeed, he who has given it life is a giver of life to the dead. Indeed, he is over all things competent. Indeed, those who inject deviation into our verses are not concealed from us. Who are these people? Those who recite the Quran with its deviant recitations or interpretations, just simply out of their minds, out of their own desires. They refuse to follow the explanation of the Prophet, peace be upon him. They refuse to understand how the Sahaba implemented the Quran. They want to apply the Quran according to their own wishes, to their own desires. And they criticize the Quran as if it was any other book. Subhanallah. May Allah secure us from that. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah says, so is he who is cast into the fire better, or he who comes secure on the day of resurrection? Do whatever you will. Indeed, he is seeing of what you do. Indeed, those who disbelieve in the message, the Quran, after it has come to them, and indeed it is a mighty book. Allah warns people who disbelieve in the Quran that they will have earned an indescribable punishment. Allah says falsehood cannot approach it from before it or from behind it. It is a revelation from a Lord who is wise and praiseworthy. Nothing is said to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except what was already said to the messengers before you. Indeed, your Lord is a possessor of forgiveness and a possessor of painful penalty. And if we had made it a foreign, that is non-Arabic Quran, they would have said, why are its verses not explained in detail in our language? Is it a foreign recitation and an Arab messenger? Allah says, they would have come up with another objection. Say, it is for those who believe, a guidance and a cure. And those who do not believe, in their ears is deafness, and it is upon them blindness. Those are being called from a distant place. The sound of the Quran comes from far away. It's very dim, muted. They cannot understand it. Allah says, and we had already given Moses the scripture, but it came under disagreement, meaning that people opposed parts of it. And if not for a word that proceeded from your Lord, meaning Allah's decree, Allah's order, it would have been concluded between them. And indeed, they are concerning it, meaning the Quran, in disquieting doubt. People either don't understand the Quran, or they feel unsettled when they listen to it. Allah says, for the believers, it is hudan wa shifa. It is guidance and shifa. Allah says also in Surat Bani Israel, it is shifa for what is in the hearts. The Prophet ﷺ used to beautifully ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, taj'al al-Qur'an al-azima rabi'a qalbi. Allah, make this great Qur'an the spring of my heart. Wa nura sadri, and the light of my chest. Wa jala'a huzni, and the remover of my sadness, my grief. Wa dhahaba hammi wa ghammi, and the remover of my weakness and worries. The Qur'an can become the spring of my heart? Qur'an can make me feel positive and light? And full of color? Quran can take away my depression? Quran can remove my weaknesses and dejection? The Quran can take away my worries? Alhamdulillah, this is what the Quran is to a believer, someone who loves the Quran, who wants to hear the Quran, who wants to read the Quran, who wants to be surrounded by the Quran, who wants to recite the Quran at all times of day and night, who wants to ponder over the Quran, discuss the Quran, learn its meaning. All of those things are important and beloved to the believer because they recognize that this is a medicine for me. We all need the Quran in our lives. This is the greatest mercy of Allah. Allah says, whoever does righteousness, it is for his own soul, and whoever does evil does so against it. And your Lord is never unjust to his servants. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين